In a strange way, you are much like cooks in the kitchen. You are putting together a recipe for your life with all of the things that you want to be in your life, or as many of the things as you know about now. And you are also consciously not putting things in the recipe that you do not want to be there. This is a situation where the negative is as powerful as the positive. And when you think about a recipe and you think about following the recipe, certainly there are certain adjustments you could make, but there are certain elements that belong in the recipe in the same way that there are certain elements that belong in your life. They are not going to be the same for everyone. But familiarity with the elements in your life is critical to having a happy life. When you force something into the recipe for any reason, whether someone has told you this element should be in your recipe, or whether you simply did not pay attention to whether or not this element belonged in this recipe, then that is when things begin to turn out badly. And that is all right, because you are the cook, so you can start the recipe again, and you can correct a recipe. You can add something or take something away, but you want to be aware of the elements that make up the recipe of your life. Those things are unique to you, and they are extremely important. So what would we say about an element? For those of you who love beauty, that is always going to be important. And you cannot let someone tell you, oh no, you do not need to make something beautiful, or beauty is not important. You cannot let that kind of thinking go into your recipe if beauty is elementally important to you. So once again, the two sides: to add beauty to your life because it belongs in the recipe, but to reject someone telling you that beauty is not important in your life. That is important as well. No, that is not right. For my life, beauty is important. We could go down, of course, a long list of things and look at what that is. But the elemental part of who you are, that is something we never want to lose track of. And we want to know that while we are baking, that element needs to be in the recipe. Now you might look at another element. You might look at expansion, and any kind. It could be any kind for any of you, but the need to grow. If that is part of your recipe, then it must be in your recipe, and you must not leave it behind. This one often gets neglected because you are busy. You do understand that word is part of a curse. We will talk about that at another time. But what it means, busy, is a word that is used to override who you are elementally. So that is why we say it is a curse. It is a word that overrides what is really important. Now, here is where we come to one of the challenges, because the world gives you a never-ending list. You may have noticed that. There is a list that does not stop of all the things you should do, of all the things you should be, of all the things the ways you should serve. The list does not ever stop. But if you are so busy with the list that you are missing the elemental things that are important to you on your path and in your life, then that is a very serious mistake. And that means sometimes we must be that dreaded thing. We must be illogical. But all these things must be done. But I need to walk in the garden and smell the flowers. And I need to take my time and do that, because elemental to me is beauty. These other things will probably not go away, since the list is never ending. And we are not talking about trying to escape from obligations or trying to get away from things we do not want to do. We are talking about something more important, and that is respect for who you are elementally and how you make the recipe with all of the right elements in it. And when you are doing that, there are going to be times when you are illogical. But illogical is not a bad word. Busy is a bad word. But illogical simply means you have moved from one form of logic to a deeper form of knowing about who you are, what you are doing, what you need, what are the elements. We will alert you to one of the things that you sometimes find yourself caught with. Any sentence that begins with, "I know I should do this for myself, but," there's another evil word, but you are doing the list instead, and there is no end to it, and you have no permission to take care of yourself elementally until the list is completed. And here we are, back to the patriarchal curse. You are a woman, and the list is never completed. So as we are restructuring ourselves in this most unusual time, and shall we say unsettling time that we are in, since you are shaking everything up, since it is being shaken up for you, let us at least make this change. Let us move to what is elementally us. And let us put a priority on feeding that element, on adding that element to our lives. And let us not neglect that, because you are then allowing a list to overpower the meaning of your life. This is not a good idea. So we understand why it happens, but we would like you to rethink, since the world is turned upside down anyway, you may as well restructure your world and the things that belong in the elemental recipe that is so beautifully and perfectly who you are. We are going to take a few moments to speak about this in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the energy of peace wrap around you like an energy blanket, so that you can breathe it in and still feel it all around you, so that peace inside and outside is what you are giving to yourself. open the crown and allow a rainbow to pour itself into your body, knowing that every part of your body that needs one of these colors will take the color of that energy in and use it and fill you and heal you. Now let the golden light of the universe flow into your body to open your crown to receive, to strengthen your third eye and all the intuitive powers that come through that third eye. To heal the throat center, displacing all of the energy that is critical, all of the energy that does not honor you, that does not honor your essence. Feel the golden light flow into your heart center and let that golden light spread across your heart center and feed the garden. Bring strength and power to your heart center so that when you come here, you can truly be restored. Feel the golden light flow into the solar plexus, displacing all of the old feelings, the ones you no longer need. And feel the power to release those feelings, strengthened by the golden light. Feel the golden light come into your second center and displace all the judgment, all of the shame, so that there is only room for natural purification. The waterfall that allows you to release fluidly anything you do not wish to hold in your life. Feel the golden light come into your root and begin to structure the root so that all that you are and all that is essential to you is supported by the root center and the power to help you create the world you were intended to live in. Feel the golden light spread through your body to heal anything that you might wish to heal, to release pain, to release worry, so that you are who you were always intended to be. Now bring your attention into your heart center and look at the beauty there. See what grows there. Find the place where water flows and drink that water to refresh your spirit, to refresh your clarity. And in this sacred place, look around and see that there is a path that goes upward, that lights up and calls you, and feel how you are drawn to it, knowing that when you enter the path, the path will take you where you need to go. And feel that path full of the life force you need. The air full of the blessings that are for you. And allow yourself to take it all in, because it is good. And come to the place where fear is released. And see that there is a cauldron of energy. And place in that cauldron anything you fear. Let it flow out of your body and into the cauldron. And feel the energy moving all of those fears. Turning them. And from that cauldron, a symbol rises. A symbol of freedom from fear. Resting the mind, know the symbol. Come to the path again and let it move upward. Take in more of the blessings than you did before. Allow more in. And come to the place of freedom. And feel how the energy of freedom moves in your body. How you feel when you know that you are free. That it has always been your right to be free. And that now you are willing to exercise that right. Take note and see if there are colors or symbols or anything that allows you and supports you in your freedom. And move upward. Let the path take you upward. To the place of the gift, resting the mind, know the gift. When you've known the gift, turn and come back down the path. Feeling the blessings flood your body, flood your energy, honor you, preserve you. and come back again to the heart center. Begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.